in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Right now at 4:30, it's a big day for drivers and folks in and around Durham. We have you covered on the grand opening of the East End Connector, where you are looking live right now, and what it will mean for your commute through the Triangle.
And your commute may be a little bit messy this morning. We have a lot of fog across the area. I'll show you where it is densest. And it could be a crazy day on the roads and at the airport. You're looking live at both as we track the impact of July 4th holiday travel. And if you're watching us right now, you're getting to a great start. Happy Thursday, everybody. Friday Eve and ahead of a holiday weekend. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. So true there. And as we get things started, it is with a little bit of visibility issue here as we close out the month of June. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center.
That's right. Here's a look at Raleigh. And you can see we're taking a look from the Sheraton camera down toward Memorial Auditorium. And you can't see it. Of course, it's dark. But you can also tell that it's very foggy out there. Our temperature is 70 and our dew point is 69. So when the temperature reaches the dew point, it means that the atmosphere is saturated and we're so close right now. Lots and lots of moisture in the atmosphere and some fog out there. Here's a look at our low cloud cover right now. You can see plenty of it down to the south, and watch that fog really starting to develop right here around the Triangle area and starting to spread northward. So a lot of us are going to be dealing with that this morning. We take a look at temperatures and mid-60s in the north. Temperatures are in the low 70s from Durham and Raleigh back to the southwest. Rocky Mountain, Goldsboro, sitting in the mid-60s right now, so feeling pretty good there. We take a look at our cloud cover forecast. Once this fog burns off, we'll see partly cloudy skies through the day. We do have a slight chance of a thunderstorm later on this afternoon. It's going to be hotter today. Our high temperatures start to climb into the low 90s, and that will be the trend all the way into the holiday weekend with a chance of some scattered storms. And I'll show you which days look the wettest coming up.
We have a project that will make your commute through Durham a lot easier, and it opens today. We're talking about the East End Connector, which has been in the works for years. WRL's Nia Harden is right along that new stretch of road, and folks have been waiting a long time for those barriers to come down, Nia.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But today, the ribbon cutting is going to be happening this morning. And then this afternoon, well, drivers are going to get to experience the ease of all of this. So take a look right here. You can see the road closed. They have these barricades up as they are trying to right now keep this closed off. But you can definitely tell this is a new road. And WRL got a sneak peek of it last week. DOT says this is going to make it easier for Durham drivers and help ease some of the congestion through the downtown area. This just provides another route from I-40 to I-85, which allows you to then bypass downtown. The project has had several delays since starting in 2015, but thankfully now it is finally done. DOT says it's also possible that drivers could cut their time down by at least 10 minutes because of this connector. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Durham.
Happening today, the most senior justice on the U.S. Supreme Court will officially step down from the bench. Justice Stephen Breyer will retire at noon, and his successor, Ketanji Brown Jackson, will be sworn in. Jackson will become the nation's first black woman justice. It's also the first time in history four women will be serving on the court at the same time. Also today, the Supreme Court will release its final rulings after 10 a.m. There are two big issues left to be addressed, immigration and the environment. The environmental ruling will determine how much power the federal government has to regulate climate change.
Today, a Johnston County commissioner is charged with taking indecent liberties with a teenager and will appear in court. The sheriff's office says 73-year-old Richard Braswell was arrested after the girl and her family contacted police earlier this month. WRL spoke with a relative who says the girl knew Braswell for many years. Braswell's out of jail ahead of today's court appearance. His status as a county commissioner is being evaluated.
Good morning. Ken Smith here in the WRL Live Center. As many people prepare for the 4th of July travel weekend, we're monitoring conditions at RDU International Airport this 4:30 half hour. As you can see right now behind me, right now there are four delays at RDU International. But as of this hour, 4:30, we're coming on the air right now, 13 flights that were supposed to be taking off from RDU International this morning will not be taking off. 13 flights currently canceled. We'll be monitoring conditions throughout the morning here in the WRL Live Center.
Ken, thanks. If you plan to drive instead, you'll have plenty of company. AAA says today will be the busiest one for people planning to take a road trip for the July 4th holiday weekend. WRL's Michelle McConaughey is live in Raleigh this morning to show us what you can expect. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Renee. You can expect some busy roads, experts say, before 7 a.m. or after 8 p.m. today. Those are the best times that you want to leave your home. AAA predicts 47.9 million people are going to take to the roads and the skies to travel for the holiday weekend. This is an increase of almost 4% from last year. And despite the high gas prices, they expect a record number of people to travel by car, with 42 million hitting the roads. There are also a number of ways that you can save if you are traveling. We're all looking to save these days, and carpooling will save you on gas. Keep in mind, each state also has very different gas prices as well if you are traveling by car. And AAA says the busiest times on the road is going to be during the afternoon today. They say a lot of people are going to be leaving work early to get a head start on their vacation. So the mix of those people, as well as the people that are already on the roads on their way to their destinations, it's just going to be a very big mess. So again, if you can get out the door before 7 a.m. today or after 8 p.m., that's going to be your best bet. We're live in Cary. Michelle McConaughey, WRL News.
Michelle, thanks. And we're tracking gas prices for you. Typically, they'll go up right before a big holiday travel weekend because of demand, but prices at the pump are lower. In the 3 a.m. update, AAA reports the average price point for a gallon is at $4.50 in North Carolina. That is a cent lower than yesterday, 8 cents lower than last week. And to find the cheapest gas near you, search fuel on WRL.com or the WRL News app to find the WRL fuel tracker.
4:37 on your Thursday morning, and a document found in a courthouse basement is shedding light on a murder case that transformed the civil rights movement. Coming up, what it reveals about the lynching of Emmett Till nearly 70 years later.
Plus, they helped rescue four people from a burning house in Raleigh.
At first, I didn't even know what to do. I was kind of like, is this like really, really happening?
Only on WRL, the actions two strangers took to save lives.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 6:39, and visibility has dropped across pretty much the entire viewing area. We're looking at a quarter mile for a lot of our southern counties right around the triangle, showing up as a mile. But when I was driving into work this morning, it was definitely lower than that where I was. About half a mile in South Hill and three quarters of a mile in Rocky Mount. And that may continue to decrease as we head through the day, meaning the visibility would get worse. Here's a look at Apex as we take a look down Salem Street. You can see all that fog there. And town by town, our temperatures range from the mid-60s to right around 70. Looking at 65 in South Hill, Rocky Mount, and 64 in Tarboro, 70 in Fayetteville and Irwin. And you see the clouds with the squiggly lines. That's all a sign of fog. So walking the dog this morning, it may feel a little bit like you're in London.
Elizabeth, thanks. Disgraced musician R. Kelly is waking up in prison this morning, and his legal troubles are far from over.
A judge sentenced Kelly to 30 years in prison after a high-profile sex trafficking case. A jury found him guilty last year on 9 federal criminal counts. Kelly chose not to say anything at his sentencing. Accusations of Kelly's abuse of girls and young women have circulated since the 90s.
These are voices of mostly black and brown women and children that were heard and believed, and for whom justice was finally achieved. This is a victory for them, for justice, and for future survivors of sexual assault.
Kelly's attorneys say he'll appeal his conviction. He still faces sex-related charges in Illinois and Minnesota.
Here in North Carolina, we're seeing the highest number of traffic-related deaths in more than 50 years. New data shows the increase in traffic fatalities is because of drivers taking more risks during the pandemic, such as speeding, not wearing seat belts, and driving under the influence. It is 4:41. Still ahead, for the first time in a decade, the guidelines for breastfeeding are changing. We'll take a look at the big shift in guidance from our nation's top doctors.
Plus,
we're confronting a domestic threat that we have never faced before.
The new warning from a Republican leader in Congress about her own party.
Welcome back. It is 4:44 as we take a live look at a foggy Fayetteville. Look how blurry that looks out. We're seeing fog all across the triangle through much of the morning hours. New this morning, the family of Emmett Till is calling for an arrest after new evidence emerged in his murder nearly 70 years later. A team searching the basement of a Mississippi courthouse found an unserved warrant for a white woman now living in North Carolina, Carolyn Donham. Donham accused Till, a black teenager, of whistling at her in 1955, and Till was later lynched. The unserved warrant charged Donham with Till's kidnapping. Donham has not commented on the warrant.
We're working to learn more about this morning, about a shooting that shut down a busy intersection in Durham. Sky 5 flew over the scene, Naples Terrace Apartments. Police tell us one person was taken to the hospital around 3 p.m. Neighbors heard close to 10 shots, they say. Police closed down part of Hardy and Cheek Road while they investigated. Now, this shooting comes as gun violence reaches record highs in Durham this year. Recent statistics show an average of 2 shootings every day in the city. Our latest WRL documentary, Durham Under Fire, looks at what gun violence is doing to some in the community and what's being done to stop it. You can watch it right now on WRL.com or on our YouTube page.
Now to new developments in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol, where you're looking live now. This morning, we're waiting to hear from former White House counsel Pat Cipollone, who was just subpoenaed by the House committee investigating the riot. This comes one day after a top White House aide testified that Cipollone warned of potential violence before the 6th. That aide also said Cipollone urged President Trump not to go to the Capitol to join his supporters. The committee wants him to testify on the record.
One of the two Republicans on the committee investigating the January 6th riot is issuing a new warning to members of her own party.
The reality that we face today as Republicans, as we think about the choice in front of us, we have to choose, because Republicans cannot both be loyal to Donald Trump and loyal to the Constitution.
That's Congresswoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming. She urged the GOP to ditch Trump, calling him, quote, a domestic threat for trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election. She faces a tough primary challenge in her home state of Wyoming in August.
This morning, there are new recommendations on breastfeeding for the first time in a decade. The American Academy of Pediatrics released updated guidelines, and they suggest that mothers should rely on breastfeeding for at least 6 months. It also recommends that medical centers should be better equipped to improve breastfeeding for women.
If you want these sustained benefits, you're going to have to actually increase the universal paid maternity leave. You're going to need to give these women spaces. You're going to need to give them insurance coverage to actually cover the pump parts, the time, and all of that part. Just because breastfeeding doesn't actively cost you to go to the store, there is still an added cost to add to the woman's life.
The AAP advocates for paid maternity leave.
A story you will see only on WREL. The two people who helped rescue a family of 4 from a raging house fire in Raleigh are speaking up now. Jay Morris and Joy Bracken say they were walking past this home on Spool and Court when they saw those flames. We brought you this as breaking news yesterday morning. Morris and Bracken say they called 911 and then ran up to that house. At the time, 4 people were inside, sound asleep.
Ran up to the front door, started banging as hard as I could. It took them a little while to come out. He was like looking real confused, like he didn't know what was going on. So,
yeah, all 4 people inside the house and their 2 dogs were able to get out safely. The cause of the fire is still under investigation.
Thank goodness for their quick actions and their quick thinking. Let's get a check of weather now. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a lot of patchy fog out there.
We do have a lot in our viewing area. Almost everybody's seeing some. The way fog tends to work is, you know, you'll see a lot of it in one spot and then not as much in another. It tends to be patchy. You know, almost any time we say fog, we say patchy along with it. We're definitely seeing it here in Sanford this morning. Our visibility in the Triangle area, you can see, just dropped down to 0.5 mile. I wouldn't be surprised if we start to see that dropping on down to 0.25 mile soon. 0.25 mile is where we would consider fog, and it certainly was very foggy as I drove in this morning. Quarter mile in Southern Pines, Fayetteville, and Clinton. It's a half a mile in South Hill, and we bumped it back up to a mile in Rocky Mount. So you can sort of see where the color contours are. It's looking a little less foggy the farther north you go, a little more foggy the farther south you go. We take a look at what's happening in downtown Raleigh. Here's a live look down toward Memorial Auditorium. 72 is our temperature. Our dew point is 70, so it is very moist outside when you step out. Our temperatures will climb up to around 80 by 11 o'clock, and we're looking at temperatures in the 90s for today and all the way through the weekend. Looking at the dew point on the right, it's still on the drier side. Roxboro, South Hill, Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, all in the 60s right now. So it's not quite as sticky feeling there necessarily, but definitely those dew points are in the 70s from the Triangle area south and west. It's going to be a steamy day for us today. Looking at our dew points, easily into the mid-70s for Saturday and Sunday, and that is the number that feels oppressively sticky. So be ready for that. For today, we're looking at the dew point making it feel more like low 90s. It'll feel like mid-90s tomorrow and then upper 90s for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So that makes a nice holiday weekend for heading out to the pool or the lake or somewhere in the water. High pressure sitting over us today keeps most of the thunderstorms at bay, but we still have our stationary front down south. So some of our southern counties could end up seeing an isolated shower later on today. Here's a look at Futurecast showing mainly clear skies right now, but watch that fog really starting to develop, that low cloud cover too there at 9 a.m. and then pretty quickly by about 10 or so it moves out. And then we start to see some cloud cover down south, and in the late afternoon you can see a few of those isolated showers and thunderstorms down around say Sampson County, Cumberland County. It's not much. I mean, it's a tiny bit. Most of us will end up staying dry for it today. We are headed into a hot holiday weekend. Our highs will be in the low 90s, and we will see a chance of isolated thunderstorms pretty much each afternoon. It's going to feel sticky with those high heat indices as well. Of course, so we're looking at the same pattern on and on. You know, we get into the summer and we tend to get into this stagnant pattern. But the tropics are active. We'll talk about a couple of systems that are worth watching coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. It's an invite-only event for the best college baseball players in the country. Just ahead, how you can watch this all-star face-off here in the Triangle.
Well, it's a last-minute twist in the future of North Carolina's hemp industry, where the issue stands now with just hours until hemp becomes illegal.
It is 4:53. You're watching a little bit of fog hovering over Salem Street as you look live at downtown Apex. Give yourself a little bit of extra time when you're heading out this morning. You're watching WRL News, available on Spectrum and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Happening now, evacuations remain in place for entire communities in Northern California as a growing wildfire puts lives at risk. Jonathan Ayestas shows us just how dire the situation is.
Packing up this trailer with what they could, Stephen Burton and his family are trying to stay positive, to compartmentalize what's going on.
You know, a lot of nice people here, very nice.
This will be the second night they're spending evacuated due to the Rice's fire. What's it been like?
Well, we were up in North San Juan, of course, the fire department. A young lady came by and said, hey, it's time to move. You got to get out.
This is new video from CAL FIRE showing just how treacherous the terrain is. They've been fighting this fire since Tuesday afternoon. Fire officials say it's already burned more than 900 acres.
We're working all 24-hour shifts. They will continue to operate and construct line and work, you know, fire hose and operations through the nighttime hours.
While in some cases, families and their pets are evacuating together.
Fowl, sheep, alpacas, llamas.
The Nevada County Veterinary Disaster Response Team is helping care for animals that can't.
We house the animals, we feed them, we have medical attention for them. And then the owners can come in, be with their big or little ones.
This is the coordinator, Pat Ellers. She's been doing work like this during emergencies since 1988.
I see these animals getting to go home. I see the owners, they're so emotional that they get to take their babies back home. And that is so rewarding.
As of this morning, the fire is still burning. Firefighters say the complicated and difficult terrain is making it difficult to get control of the flames.
Starting today, you can watch some of the best college baseball players in the country right here in the Triangle. It's an invite-only list of 50 players gathering at the USA Baseball Training Complex in Cary. They'll be there tonight as they sharpen their skills. Durham's Brenton Fisher is on the team, one of the few players not from a Power 5 conference.
Just being able to compete against the top talent, I mean, seeing where my stuff lines up and being able to get out in front of some scouts and get my stuff seen and see where we go from there.
The USA Baseball Collegiate Team plays tonight at the Cary Complex, 7 p.m., and then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you can catch the games at the DBAP in Durham. And pretty neat. It says Stars versus Stripes there. You know, it's a great holiday weekend for that, but it is a training camp for these guys before they play a team from Japan next week.
Yeah, the best of the best gather there, and also assisting at the camp is NC State head baseball coach Elliot Aven, who led the national team last summer. He's been involved since 2004. Big deal.
Yeah, and it's a big draw, and it's right here in our backyard, and we love it. We also have a lot more news ahead at 5 here on WREL. We'll show you a big change you might notice on your next trip to the bar. What a push to change an outdated alcohol law means for you.
Plus, we're staying on top of a huge story for drivers in Durham. What you need to know about the opening of the East End Connector after years of construction.
And what to expect from the final round of the U.S. Supreme Court hearings due out today, as the High Court's most senior member prepares to step down.